Well, at the time, I had never 69'd.
That's like going to your first restaurant and be like, I'll do veal. And like, who the fuck orders veal for the first time ever?
All right.
Like 69? Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, yeah. Eventually, hell yeah.
The last time I did this, I got a lot of comments saying that I was too aggressive. I was mean to Michael. I was, don't have him back on again. And so I'm going to, you know, honestly, I want to do it differently this time.
And you're here to be mean again.
No. I want to... Well, there's different sides of me, and I want to do the soft side and the spiritual side.
Amazing.
Okay. Yeah,
so I'm going to try. I'm not going to be meat bullyish.
What could Michael say that would piss you off?
Nothing.
Just so he stays away from it. There's nothing?
And I want to say that I wished recording.
Yeah.
I would like to say this. I did not know you the first time I did it.
Yeah.
The idea of you confused me.
What is that? In what sense?
Please,
what
was
just
confusing?
The whole idea of Michael Blaston. Blasting.
We can go with that. Blaustein.
Blaustein?
Yeah.
It boggled my mind.
How so?
I didn't like it. And I'm being
completely
I'm really being authentic and mindful right now. And I want to be honest with you. Did not like it that much.
So well just to get in, what part of it didn't you like? Just the whole thing.
I mean, I don't want to come here and be like all mean and stuff. So it's like, I'm just being completely honest with you. Let's start with the face.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What? The face bothered me.
You know
Thank God
funny?
I'm not taking strange
you know,
yeah.
You know what's funny? Bobby, 2 minutes ago, you're like, I'm going to call him here. I'm spiritual side, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm doing.
You are.
Because I'm being you honest what I've done since the last time I was here.
Okay.
I was just being honest in terms of, when I first met you,
right,
I didn't know who you were.
First impressions are everything.
Yeah,
exactly.
For sure.
And I didn't like it.
Yeah.
But that being said,
still don't.
No, I love him now.
Good.
Now, since then, I've done some homework. I've watched clips of you online, and I have to say this: number one, you're a credible comic. You're a beast.
Oh, dude, thank you.
You're dynamic on stage, and I'm used to the face.
I don't think you're used to my face yet.
No, your face. I can't even believe women like you. I really can't.
Same, dude. I think it's that side angle.
There's this one girl that I've been trying to have sex with for years. I'm not gonna say who it is, but
say it.
No, I'm not. And you hooked up with her. Can I just say that or no?
Sure.
Yeah, I love the girlfriend
Please.
You have now. Yeah, you hooked up with her a while back, She would never hook up with me. My point is that boggles my mind.
Oh, I know who it is.
Yeah. I don't. No, you don't.
Okay.
Because I look at your face and it's like whoop. You know what I mean?
Aerodynamic.
Yeah, it's just like.
Well,
you know. Go ahead.
This is not going to come off great, but I think if your face and my face met, it would make one proportional face.
Why not say that? That's true.
I don't know.
We're getting to the bottom of it.
I am too I'm like a Nerf football. It's just a lot.
And what's he?
What about it?
Yeah, go ahead. What's my face look like?
It looks like bliss.
No, be honest. What does my face look like?
It is a little... It's not as sharp.
How are we already here?
It's not
as sharp.
It's not sharp at all.
My face is... You know? Looks like a hammerhead
shark.
It's like
a blurred painting
vertically.
My face.
A blurred painting?
Like they just didn't really put the angle.
Like an Etch-a-Sketch.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, you could draw you in an Etch-a-Sketch. It's pretty easy.
Look at this, right? I couldn't be a president. Do you know why?
Why?
On the coin, it would just be a flat line.
See?
So, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You said it, not me.
All right. So, let's go back to Michael.
Yes.
I'll get to you
in a second. Sorry, I have a big ego. I have to talk to myself every 4 minutes. I'll set a timer.
But then, I've done some research. And then me and Andrew have talked about you.
Yeah.
And we talked about how funny you are. And, you know, I love you, man.
I love you too, man. I'm glad that we got here because I feel like a couple things here, right? When someone doesn't like me initially, I get it.
Why?
Because I feel like sometimes I have this thing where I act as if the person in front of me, even if we just met, that we've known each other for forever. And I think sometimes people like that and sometimes people don't. People are like, who the fuck are you? Why are you talking to me like this? Type of thing. So I totally get it. You're definitely not the first person that had some sort of like animosity the first time we met. So it's not like new to me. But I will say, when we're at this moment with us in our relationship, I'm very happy because I respect the fuck out of you. I think you're like crazy funny and dynamic. And when I see you on stage, it's awesome. Whoa.
What?
So can we talk about me now or what?
No, we're not talking about
that. Okay, cool.
I realized what it was.
Give it to me.
Yes.
You have fraternity vibes.
And I don't.
You both do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, you guys are frat boy comics in the beginning. When I first met you. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, white dudes.
Yeah.
Am I not right? Am I crossing a line here?
No.
Right? I'm making an assumption that you're
78%.
White. 78%. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Prince or paper white?
Excuse me?
You heard me.
I know I did. Let's go back to you. Oh, you know who you look like, too?
Who?
Epstein.
No.
I kinda,
what's that little girl that was like?
What?
Whoa.
Just listen.
Okay.
Right. The Munchausen syndrome girl.
Oh,
Rose.
Gypsy Rose. Michael is
like
Gypsy Rose?
For sure, yeah. You have Gypsy Rose, like a male version.
Can we get a side by side on that?
Yeah, we have to get a side by side. I hope you're right.
Really, no.
I think she could sell tickets, if we're being honest. I think she could do the Bray improv pretty quick.
Look at the face.
Honestly?
Yeah. That's when she was fatter, though. I shouldn't say that. When she was.
No, she's on Ozempic.
Ozempic. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, let's just move on.
Let's do the side by side. Hit it and then go left.
Because
looking at the photos.
Yep. Well, they.
It's here.
Yeah.
You're very Gypsy Rosie here.
A Gypsy Rosie, where are you pointing?
In this part of the space.
In the brows.
Yeah. Like, oh, in the brows eyes?
If you look at the angle where her sort of brow turns into the kind of hits her nose, it's similar there.
Okay, so
God,
just...
God bless you and take care. Honestly, dude, you're right.
Who do I look like?
So just the middle section.
Who do I look like?
Did the timer go off?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That was actually
I thought that was way funnier than you guys gave me credit for.
I think if you took the feathers off of an eagle's face...
A featherless eagle or just the feathers of an eagle?
Just the face. If you take the feathers out,
yeah.
And you get more of the skeleton.
An eagle that used some manscapes?
Yeah. Manscaped.
Let's go to you. Yeah, it's thank you. That's very, very kind of you.
I want to give you some compliments.
Please.
If I may.
All the cameras on me.
Okay, so, all right. Well, number one, at the MGM Grand.
Yeah,
I was so proud of you.
Really?
Yeah.
I was so fucking nervous.
Did you talk about this?
We talked about it on here, but already? On the Bert and Tom show, it was me bringing up you, then you brought up Shane.
Mm-hmm.
Stacked ass fucking lineup.
What I liked about it was you and I in the green room were pacing.
Yeah.
Like you were nervous?
So nervous.
Nervous.
Every 4 seconds, a bigger and bigger celebrity walks in, and I don't want to be going over my set mumbling it in front of Shane Gillis. I don't want to be.
It really was the place to be, maybe in that moment in comedy. Yeah,
definitely.
It was like, because then Soder came in with DeStefano.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, like, Guy Fury shows up. Yeah. And then all these people just kind of walked in. Paulie shows up for some reason. Just out of nowhere. And then
everybody's in there. NFL players.
Hot chicks. Yeah. Jelly Roll.
Yeah.
Fighters.
Like Nate Diaz is there.
And all of this is before you guys get on stage.
Yeah, and we're pacing.
Oh my God.
And in my head, I'm like, I'm going to find a corner of a room to go over my set. I knew the set I was going to do, but still, like, I just have to talk it out sometimes.
And then when you actually walk out.
I walk the wrong fucking way.
I know. But when you walk out and you have that opening, and you're walking through the crowd, really, pretty much, right? There's just people, like, stacked above you.
It's crazy.
But then you have to, you just have to go, it's go time.
Yeah. You like lock in.
There's no room for failure.
No.
Because if you bomb that, you kill yourself.
Yeah, you have to. You have to find out.
You have to find the Luxor and then you just tape all your hands together and you go.
I think I would have killed him. If I bombed that, it would have been over. You wouldn't see me here now. I'll tell you that right now. I would probably go back to Phoenix and hang out with my mom for like a couple months.
Oh, dude. Yeah, I feel that's like Dan Marino and Jim Carrey. What is it, Ace Ventura, when he missed a field goal?
Yeah. When you were on stage, because you had to go cold.
Cold?
That
nobody
is
cold, cold.
Dude, because we talked about it. We were like, oh, there's going to be someone before you. Like, someone's got to host this thing.
Yeah.
Cold is crazy.
Cold. But here's what, to his benefit.
Yeah.
When they said his name, if you didn't get a pop.
I would have been nervous.
It would have been bad.
Yeah. Trevor Walls.
Nothing. Yeah, just one. Like, let's clap at one time, right?
Audio.
Trevor Wallace. You gotta clap. Trevor Wallace.
That almost would have been cooler.
Oh, that is cooler.
Culty.
Or right, how about this? Yeah, go boom, boom, boom.
Yep, yep.
So three claps, right? Yep. Trevor Wallace.
That's worse. That's
that
way worse.
Like zip, zap, dude,
that's
dude,
way that's, worse.
That's way worse.
But yeah,
dude. Oh. Pop, pop, pop.
Luckily, yeah, there was a pop when they called my name, which could have been either way because I wasn't on the lineup. So the crowd owes me nothing.
Yeah.
But that was great. And then I brought you up, even bigger pop.
But then, all right, so when you brought me up, I tried, almost tackled you.
Yeah, I didn't know if that was a bit or if that was just fun.
I just was, I don't know what I was doing. I really don't know what
I was
doing.
Do you ever know what you're doing on stage? And I mean that in the best way possible. But you're like, do you ever know what you're doing on
no.
stage? Because you'll like kiss a man's head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it gets a crazy laugh.
Yeah, so you and I tried to tackle you, but then not. I think I went, I'm going to tackle him. And then midway, I'm like, I don't think I should.
I thought you tripped.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't remember what I did, but then Shane's pop was bigger than my pop.
It was unreal. He got a standing ovation off the name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was insane.
Huh?
Yeah.
Because like, I said his name, and I mean, because you're in a theater of a round, so it's like I got like cheers from every direction.
You could have shot somebody,
direction.
And they would have been like, yes! It felt like Roman Empire time.
It was
like,
a cosmic experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, right in my body.
Yeah, dude.
And I was like, my pop wasn't as big as this pop. You know what I mean? It was like, I think that
being insecure as
yeah, I was insecure about it. Yeah, I'm like, you know, I'm like, what the fuck? You know, and then the whole night was pretty fun after that.
It was great.
Yeah, it was great.
It was super
anyway,
fun.
Let's not talk about ourselves.
Well, I want to ask you this though, Bobby. When you do that type of set, do you have like a set list? Or you just kind of like,
dude,
just,
I have
like,
one set. I'll add different things in that, but yeah. I have a structure right now of my set. So So that in situations like that, I just kind of instinctually know it's going to work.
Just going to go whenever.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, it's almost flawless. You know what I mean? There's nothing in there. Now, you know, creatively, I'm not there because it's like, I'm so Soviet with my set.
Yeah.
It's very like, you know, like Japan, you know?
Yep.
Yeah. What? Do that. You guys can't do that?
Nope.
Yeah,
maybe when the cameras are off.
You could do that. That's not being racist. Do it.
You first.
Nose goes. What?
How do
you say it?
Yeah, do it. I'll do it.
Yeah, that was great. Right? He did it.
He clipped it.
I made it.
I was going to go, hudio, hudio.
No, go.
You want me to get all fucking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're not going to get canceled for it.
Rodeo!
You've
been waiting to do it.
Whoa, that was fucking kamikaze.
Dude, I was at Hibachi the other night, and I did it there, and I got kicked out. So now
All right.
It's good to do it here and not get kicked out.
Yeah. But anyway, that night also, I met, Vince Vaughn was there. Did you see Vince?
I saw Vince Vaughn.
Yeah.
Everybody was in there.
I hugged him quickly, and I left.
He's tall.
Yeah.
Stallion.
Yeah.
Probably got a fucking slong on him.
Yeah, he has to.
Goddamn.
Blau Comedy's on tour, March 8th, okay? That is this Friday, New York frickin' City. Little tickets left. Go get them before they're gone. March 9th, I'll be in Atlanta. First show sold out. I love you. Second show, very limited tickets. March 10th, Charleston, South Carolina. Very excited about this venue. Trevor loved this venue.
Boop, boop.
Now I'm going to love it, okay? Very low ticket
hot
there. I think
women, doesn't matter. You're in love.
That's what I'm saying, dude. About 40 tickets left there. Go get them. March 15th to the 16th, Cleveland, I love you. All sold out. March 29th. Portland, first show sold out, second show, a little bit of tickets left. March 30th, Seattle, same thing. March 31st, Vancouver, I love you, all sold out. April 12th, I'll be in Niagara Falls, Ontario, okay, with really funny stand-up comics. We're doing a 3-headliner tour with Jessica Kirsten, Hannah Berner, and myself. April 13th, the same 3 people are going to be at Uncastleville, Connecticut.
Uncasville.
Dude, I can't speak English.
Bro, they can't either, but you need to learn that.
And then April 14th, I'll be in Albany. First show sold out. We added another one, so go get tickets. And many, many more dates on my website is blaucomedy.com. That is blaucomedy.com.
Trevor Wall is doing stand-up live. March 28th, new day added. Irvine, you guys have a BlackBerry building out there. A little weird, but one of my favorite clubs.
So fun.
Ontario. You just did 48 shows there.
I did.
Ontario, California.
So
these
fun.
Are all new material nights. April 4th, Brea, California. April 11th, Long Beach. April 25th, San Francisco. Yeah, because you guys are always like, when's your next LA date? First of all, LA tonight, sold out. But all of these, I'm like, dude, these are for you guys. SoCal, pull up and pull out. Then the tour starts. San Francisco in May, Salt Lake City in May. Miami, Florida.
Love it.
BBL season in June. That Sacramento so in June. Portland, Oregon in July. July. Lexington, Kentucky in August. Nashville, Tennessee. Tampa and Tempe on my website, trevorwallscomedy.com. A lot of shows coming up. I'm loving this new material. And fuck you, Robert. It'll make sense in the next episode.
Goddamn.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Liquid IV. You know what? We're always traveling. We lack hydration. Not anymore because we drink Liquid IV. Look at this stupid-ass water bottle next to me doing nothing. But if I put a Liquid IV in it, this bitch would be damn near full of electrolytes.
Dude, every single tour date now, I bring a whole bag of Liquid IV. The freaking everyone on the team loves it. Everyone stays super hydrated. And I will say, people undervalue, if you're hydrated, you definitely have more energy. If I don't have my hydration in the morning, I'm like pissed. I like drag.
Yeah.
No, oh, dude, headaches. I get headaches all the time because I'm stupid. I don't have enough hydration. So these really, really help. And just with one sig of this, dude, it's 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients with everyday wellness, all in one single sugar-free stick. That's right, dude. They have sugar-free now, which is awesome.
Which is great because sometimes you just get tired of drinking water all day. It's a fun way to spice it up and stay hydrated. Great for working out. They also have ones that are, you know, if you're feeling sick, they have more vitamin C in it. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV hydration multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com. Use promo code SOCKS at checkout.
That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code SOCKS at liquidiv.com. Go get hydrated. Go get some happiness, dude.
Goddamn. I'm a virgin.
You are a virgin.
No.
When did you lose your virginity?
Oh, this is what a great, wow, deep cut.
Oh.
Because you grew up in San Diego, right?
Yeah. I think what I have to say is I think the first time I would have to say I lost my virginity was when I was 23.
Was there a time before that just didn't count?
It doesn't count.
Yeah.
Why doesn't that count?
Because one of them, I was in high school and it was like, I don't want to make fun of the lady, but it was like, it was a couple of dudes doing it with the same girl.
Okay. You lost your virginity in a gangbang?
It wasn't a gangbang. It was like, there was a couple of girls in there, but it was like, we were all drunk. I think I stuck it in real quick.
Pin the tail.
I came
on
real quick. Yeah. And that was it. You know what I mean? But.
Sounds like a fun night.
It does.
Come real quick, ride home on your Sector 9.
Yeah. And I couldn't believe it, but it wouldn't count that as it. But at 23, I met a girl named Jennifer Field.
Dude, I was in Jennifer love. Field I was in love with a Jennifer in high school.
Yeah. Jennifer's are the best.
Blonde. She had like fucking.
Racolas?
Just jello cup tits.
Yeah. Good. My girl had big tits too.
God.
But I remember
what she's up to these days.
Yeah, me too.
Call her.
I think.
I'm trying to.
I don't even have their numbers.
No.
It's so funny about. I was thinking about last night, because you guys are young, right? I'm 52, and it's like, you know, there's segments in your life where you hang out with somebody a lot for like a year, and then you never see them again. No. Mike, I'm trying to be nice.
I know. I know. I love you so much.
Let me ask you something, Mike.
Oh, Michael, no. This is not going to be a nice question.
No, it's going to be very good.
Okay.
You know, are you trying to showcase all your teeth? No. Close your mouth.
I can't. My mouth is too big. My mouth is too big.
Are we at a dental convention? Like, just close your mouth.
I have a tiny head and a big mouth.
The structure of one's.
I can't. It's so big.
It's so many teeth.
Too many, I think.
Yeah. Like, okay. Yours is perfect.
Perfect teeth.
The ones that you're supposed to show.
Do you show a lot of teeth?
When I smile, I think I do.
Right now, okay, just open your mouth a little bit. I see the bottom and I don't see your bottoms. Listen, tit for tat. Let's
okay.
Move on.
I'll just be randomly like just thinking, like, damn, whatever happened to
insert
name?
But what you drift, and then all of a sudden, 20 years go by, and you have no contact. You know, and I tried to Google her last night about her social media. I couldn't find any social media.
Yeah.
So it's just an interesting, you know,
And you share like intimate experiences and like you like reveal like secrets to people and then all of a sudden it's just gone.
It's just interesting in life. So I hope I'm not like that with you guys.
Drift apart?
Yeah.
I hope not.
I hope not either.
I hope to be in your life.
Yeah, but I mean, how would that happen? Because I don't run into you as often as I him. I run into you a lot.
Yeah.
Like at least 3 times a week.
And that's a good thing.
I love it.
Thank you.
I mean, we're never like, we're very like, you know what I mean? We're never like, you know?
I think it'd be like if one of us would just, or any of us really just got like a, I don't even know what this would be, like a massive, massive movie role. And then you're just on press tours and touring the world. That's other than that, you're just, you see each other at the clubs. It's,
oh, by the way, Trevor is now an actor.
Yes.
Actor.
Yes.
We were at the
movie.
Drugstore June premiere.
You're in it.
Was it your first movie premiere?
First legit movie premiere. I was in something like 6 years ago.
What was it?
It was the old company I worked for, All Def Digital. I forget what it was called. Something.
It was a real movie.
It went somewhere.
Uh-huh.
It was a movie length. It was a movie length YouTube video.
It's a 2-hour YouTube video.
Yes, but it's on YouTube somewhere. But in it did well. I had two lines in it. I was very nervous.
Okay.
I could show you
who
the
exact.
It's a great question.
Was Bill Burr in it?
He was not in it.
Well, he's in the movie that you're in now.
Bill Burr, Bobby Lee, Haley Joel Osment, Miranda Cosgrove.
Did you just talk to him?
No, I was nervous. I didn't
Why?
Know, he's like, what do I know? He's so massive, but I'm like, I know you.
Six
you
sense? Don't
know. Sixth Sense?
You ever see Sixth Sense?
Dude, I don't watch TV. I don't watch
TV. It's not a movie. It's a movie. Wait.
Wait. Shorty Tiger.
Wait. You've never seen Sixth Sense?
No.
Oh, you have to watch that movie.
What's it about?
He's dead the whole time.
Do you know the quote?
What quote?
From Sixth Sense, the famous quote. The one that everyone knows.
To be or not to be?
No.
No, right, what the fuck's the quote? What is the quote?
Do you know
the
quote?
Yeah.
I see dead people. That's from that?
Yeah.
He said it?
Yeah, that's him. That's him as like a kid.
He said it.
Like a kid.
And then do you ever see AI, Steven Spielberg's AI?
That was an underrated movie.
No.
I love that movie.
He's in it?
He's the lead. He's AI.
Alan Iverson?
All right, so not Alan Iverson, dude.
Wait, pull up the Sixth Sense and what he looks like. He's such a famous actor.
He's so...
Dude, he's a child prodigy.
Yeah.
Oh! I know him. That's him?
Yes.
Yes. That's him as a...
That's Haley Joel Osment.
Dude, how long have I been alive?
Child.
Bruce Willis!
When you saw that movie, as a kid, when I was probably in my 30s probably when I saw it. And when I saw it, I was like, oh, that kid... is a prodigy. That kid is the greatest actor I've seen.
Dude, yeah, he was in Sixth Sense.
He's like his emotional ability at whatever, 6 or 7, is nuts.
Nuts, dude.
Nuts.
Dude, Michael, I like you more right now.
Am I winning?
Yeah, you're winning because my point is that this fucking idiot, fucking moron, can I just say something about you?
Please.
You don't care. Yeah, let's do this.
Come on.
Yeah, you don't care for the coffee.
You don't care about culture?
I do, but if I'm a part of it.
Yeah, it's all self-serving.
Yes.
Yeah, but you...
It is lonely inside, Bobby.
Or let me... I'm going to ask you some... Oh, this is great. Because
good.
When I date girls like you...
Hot, big, titty gingers?
Yeah.
Oh.
No. Oh, shit. Did I get you?
What did you get?
No, I'm just saying...
What is...
You want me to be mad at him?
No.
Oh, I thought it was working you up sexually when he was talking about...
No. I don't like... I mean...
What is your type?
I like... You know, I'll tell you.
Here we go.
Sorry.
But I'm going to go back to this. You're not going to make me forget. I'm going to grill you, okay?
Please. I know every movie ever made.
No, you don't.
Sixth Sense. Bruce Willis. Haley Joel Osment.
Who directed it?
What's it about? Oh, yeah. Who directed it? That's great.
The
who directed
Sense?
It?
Nolan Ryan.
No.
Christopher Nolan.
No. You're never going to guess it. Have you heard of M. Night Shyamalan?
Yeah.
What did he do? What else did he do than Sixth Sense?
His movies are backwards.
Like Memento?
No, it like starts at the end and then works his way back.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Anyway, let's go. So,
you're thinking like Quentin Tarantino style.
Yeah, he's a director.
He is.
Mm.
He comes into the comedy store a lot. Used to.
Tarantino still goes.
Oh, okay.
Let's move on. Don't try to.
Big boob gender. That's what he was saying, and you were about to say something.
I don't like big boobs.
You don't like big boobs.
I don't like big boobs either.
Yeah, I like mid-sized to smaller.
You know I like to
like muffin size.
Yeah.
I have small hands, so I like to feel like I'm around them.
Yeah, some of them are like volcanic craters. I don't like that.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't like that. But anyway, let's go back to... What?
It's turning.
You're doing your showcase again with your teeth.
I'm smiling.
All right. Let's get back to some rhythms.
Showcase with your teeth.
Rhythms, yes.
Right. Let's go back to some rhythms.
Of course.
Rhythm. So I meet girls like you, you know, and they go, oh, we don't know anything. You know what I mean? And I'm always like...
Yeah.
I just can't get behind it.
I would hate myself too.
Yeah. It's like, well, you don't know anything. Well, I like Taylor Swift, you know, and I saw Barbie, right? But I don't know anything before that.
Yeah.
Right? And, you know, and if they're like in their 20s and 30s, I go, How do you, like...
It's like they spawn into life at 25 and right, you start day one.
You have no interest in other things? So I'm going to ask you something.
Please.
Both of you. Let's
please.
Ask. All right?
I'm ready.
And I want you to raise your hand. This is a quiz show. All right? This is fun. You great. Guys want to yes. play this?
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so, do you want quiz show music?
Well, that's your show.
We can do it in pause. Right,
we'll do
it. Yeah, put it in pause. So do the music.
Welcome to Bobby's Quiz Show, the only show with the hottest host on TV. It's Bobby Lee.
So, raise your hand if you know. So, who, the quicker, all right?
Yep.
Name me three
oh God.
Scorsese movies. Both of you.
Mars Attacks.
No, listen, man. stop. I'm being fucking real right now.
I don't.
Let me just say something right now. Listen, man, all right? This quiz show is real.
Okay.
You know Mars. You know that Scorsese didn't fucking direct Mars Attack. Did you know that?
Reservoir Dogs.
No. So did you know the answer?
Yeah.
It's a quiz show between you two.
Why did you raise your hand?
Because I wanted you to.
No,
have
no. You
not
have to,
know
if
the
you
answer.
Know, you have to raise your hand.
Oh,
are you talking about raising your hand?
You're playing against each other.
But I wanted this to be funny.
No.
I didn't want to just know the answer.
Oh.
I want to laugh, but I want to showcase my teeth.
Cars 2.
No.
Pretty good.
Fucking get it right, dude. You know it's not that.
Give me a clue. Just drop a
clue. Okay.
I don't think you know. That's why you're reflecting on me.
All right.
That's why you're putting it on me, okay, because I'm your Google.
I think we give him clues. All right, so.
No. What, okay, go. It's a quiz show between you two.
You guys are partying
against
me?
All right, so let's start. Do the.
Dun, dun, dun,
the music again, right?
It's Bobby's quiz show.
So here
Bobby
we go,
Lee.
All right? Name me three Scorsese movies. Raise your hand if you know it.
We already did this one.
I know, but he didn't raise you. Do you know it, Michael? I don't think you know it.
I think I do.
Okay, go ahead. Three.
Killers of the Flower Moon.
Recent. The last one. The last Very one. Good.
Shutter Island.
Very good.
Thank you.
Deep cut.
Yeah.
Don't stop. Hey, fuck.
Wolf of Wall Street.
Yes.
That's good.
Yeah. Are you cheating?
I'm
going to say this right now, okay? In this show, all right? I'm trying to be super nice, all right? So if I see you guys mumbling shit again, dude, right? I will fucking leave.
He told me. The man in the flannel.
I know.
He told me.
I'm being real, dude, all right? Stop fucking around, Ed. Let us go back to the program. I'm like Pat Sajak going crazy.
It's Bobby Lee's quiz show. Right, so with Bobby Lee.
You didn't know any other ones. So you don't know the
no,
beginning?
No, I didn't finish.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I'm just trying to think of his first movie.
No, go in the beginning.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to think of the first. If you give me a hint, I'll get it.
The first word is Alice.
Oh, still Alice.
Alice in Chains.
What?
Still Alice.
No.
Mm.
Alice doesn't live here anymore. The second one is Mean Streets.
Mean Streets is what I want to think of, yeah.
Taxi Driver.
Yep.
Pacino.
He's not in it. Taxi Driver, to be honest with you.
Robert De Niro.
De Niro
is what you wanted.
Yeah, but Pacino and De Niro are like Spawn, same people. Like,
you ever seen the movie Heat?
We talked about that.
We did.
Yeah, with so Melissa good. McCarthy.
All right, dude.
That's her movie.
Or let's can we go
There's
back?
One of them. There's two Heats.
Get back to the game show.
Let's do it.
All right. Name me four. No.
Presidents.
Name me five Spielberg movies. Raise your hand if you
E.T.
know. Raise your hand if you know.
I know one.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, Michael.
Jaws, E.T.
Very good. E.T., yeah.
AI.
Jaws 2.
And Jurassic Park.
There's one more. Go.
Oh,
one.
I mean.
Let me give you a hint. Let me get it. You know what I mean? Oh. Or.
Baby getting shot?
No.
There's an ocean and a baby's getting shot.
No,
this is Mars Attacks.
Yeah. Shh, you know what I mean?
Showers.
Oh,
crying.
Oh, Schindler's List.
Yeah, there we go.
That was your act out for Schindler's List.
He got it.
I did get it.
That was the Schindler's List act out.
Right. Yeah.
All right, this is fun. Let's keep going.
You do like this?
I love this.
He knows a lot of movies. I don't know.
Yeah.
Any.
So
I can name you five TikTok trends.
Trevor,
five jewel pod flavors.
Can I ask you something?
Please.
How exciting is it, though? I would find it, Michael, exciting, right? For you to go, oh my God, there's all these great movies.
I like A24 films.
Before A24, right? There's been great.
A23. That was before A24.
Very fun.
I'm just doing bits.
Very,
you know,
good.
I'm trying to
very
do
good
bits.
Bit.
Thank you.
I feel like I'm taking over.
You are.
And people are saying in the comment that he takes over. Why don't you take over?
Were they writing on a piece of paper?
He's taking over. Where do I send my mail?
I don't know.
Goddamn.
Ladies and gents, let me tell you, Sugar Dude, when we started a podcast, an online store was the furthest thing from our mind. Now, dude, we're selling cum rags, and it is so, so, so easy, all because we use Shopify.
Cha-ching.
Cha-ching, dude.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch your online stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage? Shopify is there to help you grow.
Shopify is incredible, dude. Every single merch shop we have done, we have used Shopify, dude. It is so easy. All the analytics are incredible. It really helps us out on the back end of stuff, really knowing what we need to order, what we need to reorder. So it's really incredible. And honestly, dude, Shopify has helped our business grow. So sign up for $1 per month trial. You heard me right. $1 per month trial at shopify.com/socks, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/socks, lowercase. Now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/socks. Cha-ching.
Goddamn.
All right, this is what I want to get back to. I would love to hear, you said you lost Virginia at 23. I just want you to walk me through that. I would love to hear that story.
Jennifer
Field. Okay, so I was,
Field?
That's
like,
the last name.
Like Mrs. Fields?
Those like cookies are so good.
Yeah, yeah, like Mrs. Fields.
You lost your
What's your favorite
Mrs.
cookie?
Fields?
You guys are insane.
Yeah, this is how the show is. If you let us take it over, this is how it is.
All right.
It's very ADD.
Yeah, whatever you want. White chocolate macadamia nut.
Famous Amos.
The hard ones?
What?
Yeah, they're pretty hard.
All cookies are pretty hard.
No.
Yeah. You know what Famous Amos is?
It's a Spielberg movie. No. I'm crushing.
All right. Go back to Jennifer Fields.
Yeah, Fields.
All right, so back in 1995, I started stand-up. And I had a job at the Comedy Store in La Jolla as a doorman.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a system there, which and they probably don't have it anymore, that if you door, like, so me and this guy named Stan Simmons were the doormen on Saturday nights.
Good night.
And either one of them would, so either I would host or he would host the Saturday night. And then Friday night, we'd have two different other doormen. That way, when the headliners come from LA, you know, you get to work with them, right? But I was very good at, like, befriending them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And so I did that with Paulie and Mencia back then. But anyway, I don't know who I was open, but it was when Princess Di died.
Oh.
Remember Princess Di?
Yes, I do.
She died.
Yeah, she died.
Diana?
Princess Di died.
Yeah, Diana.
Mm. Died. Paparazzi.
Yeah. So I remember that night, I was second show, Saturday night. I forget who the headliner was, but I was on stage. You know, I would host and then bring up the feature and you know how it works, right? And while I was hosting, there was a beautiful girl in the front row.
Jennifer.
Oof.
And she had tears in her eyes.
Oh.
So, you know, as a host, I go, "Why are you crying?" That's right, good. She goes, "Pretty good, huh?"
That's mm-hmm. great, because I think our generation would have been like, "This bitch crying in the front row!
Yeah. There was no internet then.
Yeah.
So she goes, "Princess Di died," and I was, you know, I liked her, you know?
Yeah.
And I was sorry. Right, and then at the end of the show, because I'm hosting, I wrap up the show, the lights turn on, right? So now I have to walk the audience out. I'm the back guy, because there's no backstage at the moment, right? So I'm walking with Jennifer Field, was right here, and I put my hand just on her back. I wasn't creepy about it, and I just kind of tapped, and I go, "Well, I'm sorry that you're sad." And then, so then I'm like mopping at like 1 a.m, right? Like vomit, and so it was terrible, right?
Yeah.
What?
No, I just said I. Like,
yeah. And I was just mopping, and then Fred Burns, the manager, so he had cerebral palsy. You know what I mean? So he was like this, he was a drunk too, Fred Burns.
Yeah.
And he was very crass. And he goes, "Lee." I go, "Yeah." He goes, "Telephone call." Because back then we had no cell phones.
Oh, shit.
Imagine a world, no cell phones, no internet. There's no way to see this girl ever.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So she calls me from the La Jolla and she goes, "Hi, I was the one that was crying." You know what I mean? And I go, "Oh, did you lose something?" Yeah. Like it didn't even dawn on me. Yeah. Right? And she goes,
"Yeah, Princess Di."
Michael. Good joke.
Thanks, man.
Michael, good joke. I like it. That was real good. And she goes, do you want to hang out? I go, with me? She goes, yeah. So then I got her number. And so, I back then we had landlines.
Yeah.
So the next day I called her and she goes, come up to Oceanside. She's still with her mom in Oceanside.
Threesome.
No. Mm-hmm. So her mom was out of town. I just remember going over there and I remember, I don't know why, but we were in her mom's closet.
Oh.
Me and this girl, Jennifer.
Yeah.
And we were 69ing.
In a closet?
In a closet?
It probably smelled old in there.
No.
No?
Fresh.
Oceanside.
Very fresh.
Oceanside in the closet. But did she not have a room? Did Jennifer not have a room?
I think they were redecorating it or something. Someone was going on with it. So it's okay. Like, I remember just being in her, like, go ahead.
So the day you lost your virginity, you 69'd?
That's fucking awesome.
Well, it's like the first time you had dinner, you had an appetizer. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, but like...
One goes hand in hand.
That's like going to your first restaurant and be like, I'll do veal. And like, who the fuck orders veal for the first time ever?
Oh, right.
Like 69?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Eventually, hell yeah. I'm all
for
it.
Well, at the time, I had never 69'd.
Right. And you're just excited.
I'd never done anything, right? Yeah. So,
well, except in high school.
Yeah, but like, I hadn't done anything. So I was just like, I couldn't believe it. Number one, I could not believe it. I remember, you know, when you're 69, you're on the bottom.
Yes.
Which she told me about, because I tried to do it on top.
Oh, you were trying to be on top?
Yeah.
What a sight that was.
She went 69, so I get on your back, and I tried to, and she's like, no, the other way.
Yeah, you're playing.
And I go,
cool.
Why can't we do it this way?
This is how I read it.
Yeah. So anyway, so she's on top. So the ass is here. And I remember looking up at the ceiling.
Yeah. And you can see her mom's clothes.
No, yeah. I don't care. And I had tears. I had tears. No. Yeah.
Just excitement?
I was so grateful.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, being in Yemen and not ever having a sandwich.
Yeah.
And some soldier went, here's a sandwich, turkey sandwich, right? Yeah. And you're like, wee wee. Right? And you're eating, you're probably that emotional.
Yeah.
About it.
Crying tears of mayo.
Yeah. Like, it was just the
That's
flavors.
Beautiful. Broad daylight, daytime?
Broad daylight.
That's amazing.
But I remember...
So when did you fornicate, though? Did you just do 69?
That day.
So you fornicate. Right, so you did the 69.
What's fornicate?
Fuck.
Oh. Yeah, that day. Chris. No condom.
Who needs those?
Didn't know how to use it.
I didn't know either. I had a girl...
What?
When I lost my virginity, I had a girl put it on because I had no idea what I was doing.
But yeah. You play it off? Like, oh, yeah.
That's exactly...
It's hotter when girls do it.
That's literally...
Do you guys use condoms all the time? Do you use them all the time?
When requested.
Oh, when requested.
Like, that's
oh,
where
you,
I'm at.
Do you have one? Then I'll be like, yes, I do. But if not.
Oh, you always have one?
In like a nightstand, yeah.
But if you met a girl, like, I know you guys are in relationships, but if you met a girl in a club.
Yes.
And then like you didn't have one and you were like at their house. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, do you have one? What do you do then? Do you go to the store or do you just leave?
I do a quick prayer and then I get in there.
Yeah.
No, but they request it. You can't.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing funnier than like sprinting across the street to like an Arco to find condoms.
Well, yeah, dude, that's what happened to me in DC. I sprinted to a bodega and they only had Magnums, and I was like, "Fuck it, let's run it." And it did not fit. It worked though. I guess.
What do you mean?
My dick was too small for the Magnum.
I don't think your dick is small. I think your problem is your dick is skinny.
It's not. It's actually the opposite.
Please don't do this. Don't do this right now.
Oh, wait.
I don't want to play this game with you, dude.
What game
he claims he's out here girthy.
You guys are both skinny game. Come on. Let's not do the thick game right now. I have thick game.
You have thick game?
Yeah.
Thick game?
So we're like in terms of rotundness, where are we at? Like the Red Bull thickness?
Well, I doubt it's like that. Don't say that. You have Red Bull thickness?
No, I don't. Oh, God, no.
What are you, Red Bull thickness?
Probably like three nerds ropes.
Okay.
Like together. Yeah.
What's that?
I'm just looking at the bottom of the fiber.
You drink those?
I do, yeah.
That's so bad for you, man, no?
I've probably asked three different doctors because I drink them all the time and they all just say, no, it's just a bunch of B12. I drink them all the time. It's too much. It's too many, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's go back to penis.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
I don't want to talk about it, actually.
Let's not.
Yeah. So where are we going? Oh, Jennifer Field. And then I had sex with her a bunch of times and then we lost touch, but I'll never forget it.
Yeah.
I will never forget it.
First time is amazing.
What was your first time?
Mine was after homecoming. My date left me and her date left her. So it was like this like rejects ball. And I went to her place, and I remember I had to crawl through a window, I believe, because her front door had like a door open system. And then we made love with music choice on the TV behind us. Wow. And then afterwards, I asked her, I said, how was that? Because I didn't, she had had sex before. She was a veteran. I wasn't. And I didn't, she didn't know. But that's a good sign.
Well, she had no opinion?
She was like, oh, it was sex. Like, it was a thing. I don't know, but I don't know if I did anything.
How long did you last?
Probably 3 to 4 minutes.
It was honestly good.
It was longer than I thought.
You know, I remember the early days. It feels so good, remember?
Yeah.
It feels crazy.
Oh, my God. It was like Cinderella's slipper.
It's just like
you... The way you say that...
When you just put it in, it's like...
All right.
What's even happening?
I don't want this to be flagged on YouTube.
No.
It won't. Right. Dude, it
just felt... I mean, just the warmth was like a chicken bake from Costco.
Yeah. What if you stick a little pink in your butt? The first time.
I mean, the very first time of my virginity?
You ever did it? Yeah, yeah.
We've done it.
Oh, I've done it. I'm a big advocate. Love it.
You ever done it?
I sort of know. No? Never do it.
Never?
Wait. You've had a pinky in your butt.
Oh, in no. I like a round and a little pressure. And I don't go pinky.
If I stuck
index.
A full pink, like let's say put my middle finger right in your butt. I was a hot chick.
Not in, on.
No, in.
So, I'm out. So here's where I'm at. If she was really into it, then I would let it happen. If she got off by doing that, I'm in.
And then she stuck it out, and then she stuck it in your mouth.
My mouth?
Yeah.
If it was, she was super into it, I'd probably do it. I'm a big, like...
Your own ass?
Yeah. Dude, I've eaten my own semen and fed it to a woman. I mean, like, I, you
That's
know...
That's poo, though.
Eh,
you like poo game?
Excuse me?
You like the poo game?
No, but I would do it. But I would do it if she was super into it.
Okay, so what if she's like, you know, I'm just going to take a big dump on your chest.
That's probably where I draw the line.
She's the hottest girl you've ever seen in your life.
How much is she gonna, does she wanna do it just to tell her friends, or is she doing it because she's super into it?
I'm so into it.
Yeah.
And I have to take a shit.
Do it.
Wow.
Do it.
But I don't think you're that guy.
No. I'd be, what do I do, what do I look at when this happens?
You make an angel.
In the shit?
No. On your
on your
bed,
chest?
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's insane, Michael. I don't think you would do that. Michael, I think you did that for comedy.
You know what's so funny? In my head, yeah. I'm not even in my house when you said that. I was in a hotel.
Oh, I see.
Hotel, maybe. I'm also just, if I'm in a hotel, I'm happy she's pooping. Women don't poop on vacation, so I'm just happy she's doing that.
Yeah.
Women be going to the lobby of hotels. I'm going to go get us coffee. She's shitting. But thank you for getting coffee.
Goddamn.
This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Let's talk about sex even more. It's all we do. Do you want to bring the heat? Heat to the bedroom.
Yes.
Fuck, wrong episode. Next week, you'll get it.
Yep.
Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. Listen up, BlueChew.com. What is it? It's an online, unique service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra. Bless you. But in a chewable tablet and a fraction of the cost. You can take it anytime of the day or night. So you can plan ahead, be ready whenever the opportunity arises.
Let me tell you something, dude. Arises, that was a dick joke, and I love it, okay?
Yeah.
And a lot of these listeners that are listening right now are like, hey, man, I don't really have a problem. Oh, yeah, what about round two? Round two is a massive, underrated round that Blue Chew can help you. It's freaking incredible. You chew it, you do it, you get hard. And I'm going to tell you something right now, dude. My dick, me personally, this is all my personal experience. My dick might get a little bigger, okay? So just saying that.
And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Yes. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code SOCKS at the checkout. Just pay $5 for shipping. That's it. Aiming for them, for UPS guys, dropping off that package so you can get your package.
Let's go, dude.
Pack in. That penis, is Blue Chew. Hog.
That is BlueChew.com, promo code SOCKS.
Goddamn. But if 56% of all marriages end in divorce, mm-hmm. are you gonna ever get married?
I would like to. I think I'm going to gamble. Here's the thing. I think I'm going to get married knowing that it's not going to work. But for those 7 years, it's going to be great.
Wow.
Why not enjoy those 7 years? Sign a prenup and you're fine.
Wow.
Yeah. Are you a prenup guy? Or do you know?
How do you bring it up?
I don't know.
That is sketch.
That's the hard part.
I don't know.
I think let's play tic-tac-toe one night on a macaroni grill, you know, tablecloth, and then you're like, oops, slipped a prenup in there.
You do it in the beginning.
On date three.
I think I think
you just get it out of the way. I just want to let you know, right? And I really like so, okay, I would say.
Yeah.
That's you, the girl. Maybe you. Oh, okay. I like big mouths with the teeth. And so, no,
the fuck am I, the waiter?
Okay. I don't know. Well, I'll just say that you guys are one girl. I'd say, you know, I just want you to know, like, I think just, I've never met somebody that I felt this comfortable with.
Yeah.
Answer back.
I love Taylor Swift.
TikTok's cool.
Barbie.
Pink is favorite.
No, it's, pick somebody else. Do a different character.
Do you know Andrew Santino?
What?
I love him.
All right, pick somebody else, man.
Where are the chicks?
Fuck, I don't need another person. I'm just going to say what I'm going to say.
Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah.
So I'm going to go, listen, I'm really getting along with you. I just feel so comfortable. And I just feel like I've known you forever. And then they'll go, yeah, me too, right? And I'll go, yeah, I just want to let you know also that, you know, I've also never met anybody where I thought, oh, I could marry this girl. And she's like, oh, I felt the same way. I go, I just also want to let you know that, like, I need a prenup. Oh, that's hard to say, huh? That's
I know. It came up really. Yeah.
You gotta
when that came out, it was like.
You can't say prenup. You got to go, yeah. I need a little pre-prenup. You
got to like.
You got to sugarcoat it.
Yeah.
You could also sort of build her ego up a bit, be like, listen, I know that you are going to bring so much to this, and I want to bring so much to this, and we're a partnership now, but I want to make sure that all the hard work that you're going to do throughout this, you're going to leave with. Does that make sense?
It doesn't make any sense. Please tell me.
No, I'm the girl, so tell me.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Basically, what I was saying is like I work hard too, so I have my own money.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
You have your money.
Correct.
Right? And so when we leave, if we get a divorce, I take my money.
Yes.
And you keep your money.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah.
I want some of your money.
But I know that you work so hard, and honestly,
I know you make more money. You make a little bit more money. I want your money.
To be fully transparent, I think that you are going to end up making more money than me because you're a strong woman and you're very talented. And I think to be fair to you, I think we should sign a prenup because I don't want to take any of your money because you work so hard. Yeah.
But I work at Jamba Juice.
But I think you're going to own. But you're an assistant manager. And
you're
working up to
a Robex at this rate.
Oh yeah.
But I think you're an assistant manager.
You think so?
Yeah, I think you're going to own.
And you're
a
headliner.
Yeah.
And I work at Jamba Juice? Mm-hmm. Fuck you. I'm taking some of your money.
But at this point, you're not going to know that information.
Oh, as the girl?
As the woman, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
This feels like a date on Shark Tank.
I just want to take these keys out. I'm getting into this real quick. Hold on.
Yeah.
I'm going to get it. Okay, so.
I don't want a prenup.
No, what?
I don't want a prenup. I want to date a girl boss because what if I'm having an off year? What if?
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
What if the algorithm's against me? And then I go, babe, you got me this year. And then she goes, I'm also fucking your friend Bobby. And I go, I love him.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just want marriage to work. But yeah. I don't know. Like, my parents have been married for 35 years. And everyone's like, oh, my God, congratulations. I was like, yeah, they fucking love each other. And then I see them interact for 1 second. My dad's always like, the soup's too fucking hot. There's too many sprinkles in my Rice Krispies. And I'm like, is this love?
Yeah.
I think that is love. They're the cutest people ever
together. They are so sweet.
But you just like, I think it's just age. I think the love stays the same. It's just the age.
Mm.
You start complaining about different shit.
Right.
My dad would be like, this water tastes like water. And I'm like, yeah, Dad.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think so. I
just figured it out how you do it.
What, me?
No, the prenup.
How? Oh.
You look at the girl and go, you know, I just think that, you know, I found my person. And she, you know, and I'll double down right now and say that, you know what I would do for you? I said, if we got married, I would probably sign a contract with you where you'll get $500,000 if we ever get a divorce.
Oh, you set her at a flat rate.
Well, you give her a flat rate.
Yeah.
But it sounds a lot like a lot.
Dude, I've been to your house. Nice.
What do you mean?
I like your house.
Oh, that's fine. I have a cool house. You know?
Where was your house? Not specifically.
Studio City.
It's got a nice view. I love a view. I'm a sucker.
I have a nice little view. I live by myself. It's great.
How many bedrooms?
Just three.
That's perfect.
Something light.
That's so perfect.
Three bathrooms. Three beds, three bathrooms.
How many animals do you have? You have a lot.
There's three cats.
It's like a Noah's Ark.
You have a pool?
There was dogs.
I'm so jealous. Backyard.
But there was dogs. Whose dogs were there?
They were my dogs, but because you were there when Kalila was and I were still living together.
Yes.
Yeah, so she took the dogs in the breakup. And that's hard, you know? It's hard.
Yeah, I got to keep a cat in a breakup. But you got cats, right?
Three cats, yeah.
I love cats. Do you like your cats?
Did you not want to... Sorry. Did you not want to, like, take two dogs and two dogs? Or they just... You felt like they needed to stay
I go
packed?
On the road, and they need to be together.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, cats are great on the road. You're like, you're good. Peace.
Yeah. I always have somebody come by.
Yeah, same.
Every day and just kind of look to see if they're alive or not and feed them and, you know what I mean?
Tap through the window.
Yeah, yeah.
Mittens!
But I do... I love cats. I love all animals, to be honest with you. And I don't know what I would do without them.
Do you cuddle them at night?
They're not allowed in the bedroom at night because from 3 to 4 in the morning, my cats think that they're the Flash.
Yeah.
All over the house, knocking shit over.
Do they all do that?
Yeah.
They have
3 o'clock
zoomies
hits, hit the zoomies.
Yeah.
All their adrenaline from sleeping 12 hours a day.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, think about how you are after your most well-rested sleep after 10 hours.
Oh, I'm on one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're like, I'm a pigeon now. And then they just run around the room. Yeah. I lock them out at night. And it's sad. I want them to sleep in the room.
Also, they sleep in areas that I don't understand how it's comfortable.
They sleep on top of your head.
Yeah.
It's like right here. Bitch, you're not a beanie.
I spent $300 on a bed for each one of them. They've never been in there.
Dude, all you need is a Home Depot box, and your cat is like, what is this?
The inside of a rolled yoga mat.
This is a penthouse. Really?
Yeah, just...
That sounds like
it probably feels like the belly of a boa constrictor.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And but she's like, I'm fine here.
It seems warm though.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't understand.
Fuck you, man. What'd you say?
I just asking what your cat's names were.
Oh. Sorry. Gooner.
Gooner?
Yeah.
Like gooning? Like porn on the TV screen?
You don't know what a gooner is?
Do you know what a gooner is?
What is a gooner?
A gooner is a bunch of screens and you jerk off to 19.
No, that's not
TVs.
What a gooner is.
Okay.
Let's ask Reddit.
Well, that's a type
a gooner
of
gooner. A gooner is an Arsenal fan.
Arsenal? You like soccer?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I only like Arsenal. And we're third in the lead right now. It's very close at the top of the Premier League. I think Man City is going to take it again, but I hope not. But Liverpool has a shot. But we're right underneath there. We're like a point away
from
Man City.
You're saying buzzwords for me right now.
What?
Like, if I were to pretend I knew what sports were, that's exactly what those sentences I'd say. Yeah. Man, Liverpool is coming up. Man U. Man.
Well, Man City is number one right now.
Throw Beckham in there, too.
Throw Beckham in there, yeah.
You don't know anything about soccer?
No. Ronaldo went to Miami.
No, he didn't. Messi did.
Messi went to Miami.
Yeah. This fucking guy, man. Honestly, you drive me crazy, dude.
Do I?
We have nothing in common.
I know.
But you guys are such good friends, though.
I don't know anymore. I'm being real. Like, everything he's saying bothers me.
I'm sorry.
You don't care about anything.
I want to.
No, you don't.
I want a hobby. I want a passion.
But you care so much about comedy. You care so much about comedy.
But that's what I'm saying is, why wouldn't you, like, learn about culture to help with your comedy?
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
I just need to know what is going to spark my interest.
I just think that, like, if you want to be in front of show business, you want to be an actor, right, that you should know, at least seen 6 Scorsese movies, all of Tarantino's movie, Wes Anderson, Coen Brothers. Immerse yourself with, like, the greats.
I saw Tiger King.
It's a fucking documentary, you fuckhard.
I want to be, and here's the thing, I watched a really good movie, and I go, holy shit.
Tiger King was 5 years ago.
That made me feel something. When I watch a really good cinematically shot piece, I go, fuck yeah, it's beautiful. It's inspiring.
What's your favorite movie of all time?
You're not going to like this answer.
Go ahead.
But Dumb and Dumber.
You know what? Fair.
A lot of great actors in that. Jeff Daniels.
Yeah, I know.
Jim Carrey. I know. Harlan Williams.
Yeah.
The girl who flashed her tits. Yeah. And they were
How about you, Michael?
Lights.
It's a tie. Ace Ventura or Blue Valentine.
What's Blue Valentine?
You don't know what Blue Valentine is? I'm pissed.
What is it?
You need to culture yourself. You want to be an actor.
What's Blue Valentine?
Blue Valentine is the Ryan Gosling, Rachel, or Michelle Williams movie. It's like a really small indie.
Well, let me ask you a question.
I would love it.
Would you rather be deaf, blind, or your two legs missing?
Wow. Deaf.
You'd rather be deaf?
Yes.
No music?
I'm losing legs.
Me too, dude.
Yeah, because also you got the metal legs on. People might. What's funny about that? Are you laughing at my legs?
No, you have the kind of legs missing that's from up here.
Do I?
There's no thigh, so you can't put the prosthetics on. You have that one. You know that black guy that runs with his hands, right? And he's look him up. Yeah, he's severed from here down.
Okay,
you have that kind.
Do I have a penis?
Yeah.
Oh, still same answer.
because
then I can get a remote control wheelchair and those fucking I can get the electronic cart at Vons.
Oh, right. You also upper body you can work on. It's like this guy.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So this guy
right
here.
This guy.
See this guy?
Dude, he's jacked.
Right.
Yeah.
Look at him.
I'm him.
You get one of those.
Jacked,
dude. That last photo
is insane.
Are they?
They just put him up there.
Dude, he's jacked.
He's jacked. This guy. Yeah, he will fuck you up, this guy.
Yeah, I'm doing that.
So let me ask you this. Does he have a Does he? Does he already asked that. Question ever. He has a penis or no?
I didn't ask the guy.
I don't think there's no way, right? Like,
but he's. I guess what I'm interested in. How does he, like, the testosterone? How does he produce the testosterone to be that jacked?
It's a good question.
You know what I mean? Anywho.
Okay. How about this? Oh, this is a funny one. Funnier. Yeah, this is an even better one.
Yep.
You're deaf, blind, no legs, or no penis.
The no penis got to be the last.
So you'd rather be deaf, blind, and no legs at the same time as no penis?
Oh, that's the question.
Yeah.
Ay vey.
So you have deafness, blindness, and no legs, okay?
Or just no penis.
Or you just have no penis.
I'm going no penis.
No, you got to go no penis.
Yeah, I got to go penis. I got to go penis.
You're going to go...
Because look, what... Yeah, no penis.
That was your demo right there? How was it? What were your first internal thoughts?
Well, because I'm like...
I'm going no penis, buying a strap on, and I am, you know, I'm faking it. Oh, this feels so good. I don't know.
I think you're right, maybe.
You gotta go no penis.
I know, but like.
And then girls will find you even hotter. Like, oh my God, girls will find you even hotter. Like, oh my God, he walks around live like with no penis. Like, every guy should be like you. Like, I would say I cut it off for women. I say, I'm such a feminist, I cut my dick off. I don't want it.
Interesting.
Where would you put it?
Probably my left pocket.
That's good. I'd wear it in like a locket. Go ahead.
Lock it.
Yep. Dude, there's a guy I met in Fort Lauderdale. He had a bullet on a necklace. He got shot by a bullet. He was an EMT. He took it out and put it on a gold-crusted necklace. And I was like, that is the coolest thing I've ever heard. But like, this guy was
nice.
Wait,
he put a penis on his necklace?
No, bullet.
Oh.
But I saw it and I was like, this guy can't wait to tell that story every single time.
It's dumb. I don't like it.
Hey, nice neck. Oh, this whole thing?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, but dude, he got shot and then put it on a necklace. Pretty hard.
Pretty cool.
But like,
yeah.
I mean, the second I asked him what it was, he had like a monologue ready to go.
Uh-huh.
Probably gets puss off it.
I think he does.
Goddamn.
This show is sponsored by our boys at BetterHelp. Dude, let me tell you something, guys. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
And therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. You're like, oh man, I got so much time in the day. What do I got to do? I don't know. Talk to your therapist, figure it out.
Dude, therapy. I don't know how many times I have to say this. We are massive proponents of therapy on Stiff Socks, dude. It has helped both of us just understand ourselves in and out, dude. It gives us more self-awareness to just... You know, in the moment, a lot of emotions can arise, and it allows us to synthesize what's happening, gives us the skill set we need to understand what's actually happening inside of ourselves and just be more truthful and honestly, just be more happy.
It's also entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And if you don't match with them, you can get a new therapist.
Super easy, dude.
Ghosting, no bad feelings.
No, and it's just a brief questionnaire to find your first therapist. So it's very, very easy.
So to make things even better, we're going to give you 10% off your first month.
How much?
10% off your first month. Come
That's
on, baby.
Dude.
These therapists out there in the real life, they'll break the bank. Not today. BetterHelp. Learn how to make more time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/socks today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/socks.
Goddamn.
I think we should write a movie right now.
Write a movie?
Yeah, but you give me a couple of things that happen, and then we'll just go back down the line. Let's
like
try this.
One word each?
No, like three or four sentences of what it is.
Okay.
And then you
kick it off.
Okay. You do like four lines or five lines of what the movie's the premise is.
Okay.
And then you go, let's see if we can come up with a movie.
Okay.
Here.
This alcoholic owns a roller derby.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And then what happens?
The rollerblades are the only thing spinning out of control. He's a paraplegic.
Okay, good. He's a paraplegic?
He's a paraplegic who owns a very successful roller derby.
He does.
But his wife left him.
His wife left him.
20 years ago.
20 years ago.
And she opened up a roller derby in Connecticut.
And so he got the roller derby. So he got the roller derby, right?
In the divorce.
That's my turn now.
Sorry,
I'm a writer too.
Sorry.
Okay? He got the roller derby in the divorce,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
But he also, okay... has his whole family now work at the World Roller Derby, but his whole family.
What was that last sentence?
What?
What was that last sentence? I'm making sure that the screenwriters are writing this down.
Oh, yeah. Say it again?
Yeah.
That's the Roller Derby. Okay, so, all right.
What
keeps
happening in that word?
Yeah, what's wrong with you right now? We're in a writing. You know what I said. You know what I said? You're trying to shame me in front of everyone that you mean? It's fucking ridiculous. It's out of my... I don't want to write with you.
Sorry, I was on strike for a while. I'm rusty.
Yeah. So anyway, he gets the roller derby.
There we go.
Okay. In the divorce. Mm-hmm. So he has his whole family work at the roller derby.
Yes.
But we could do a flashback, right? He was adopted, and everyone in his family is like his parents adopted people with genetic mutations.
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah. You know, he has one brother with his hands coming out of his head like this, right? Okay. But you see a flashback of all these kids playing, right? Another woman that looks like Harvey Dent.
Yeah.
Right? Right, so but it's like the other looks like she has a skin disease where it looks like it's reptilian.
Yeah.
Like it's reptilian, right?
Yeah.
But you see them playing as a kid, right? There's another kid, right, that has arms, legs, head, but no torso.
It floats.
They call him Buoy? Yeah.
No, basically it's like it just shrunk it down. So it's just like, his heart and everything is condensed in a small little area.
It looks like the Nickelodeon guy who used to hold his eyeballs.
Right, yeah. And there's one named Rook. They have a brother named Rook, right?
Yeah.
He was raised by wolves, right?
Yeah.
So he thinks his name is Rook, right?
Yeah.
And so they're all together. That's a flashback in the 70s.
Yeah.
Cut to roller derby now, right? They're all working there, but they're now older. And now Rook is woo. Right?
Oh, he's older.
He's older.
Yeah,
he's older.
He's older. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then like, what's a roller derby?
Rollerblading with rugby.
No, I thought maybe I fucked this up. I thought like a roller skating rink. Did I mess
that's
it up?
That's what I thought. Roller derby is like where you're like competitive.
Yeah. Just a roller skating rink.
That's what I meant.
Roller derby Tuesday.
It's like roller skating rink, right? Just a regular roller, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so like the guy with the...
I'm sorry, who's... Roof?
What?
That's the main character? No.
No. He's just a brother.
Gotcha.
And he's hairy because he was raised by wolves.
Okay.
And he's just... And he also rollerblades on...
All fours.
That's great.
Right? So he's always in the rink. And then, you know, you have conversations like... Rook is always out there. He doesn't do shit.
Yeah.
Right? And he's like, Rook, Rook. Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. You go, keep going now.
So Rook keeps just rolling around around.
Yeah.
And then eventually Rook meets this beautiful girl named Meow.
Very good.
And she's got a nice pussy.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
Got a nice meow.
Yeah. So they meet and they slowly but surely fall in love. And it's kind of like a Romeo and Juliet thing where like there's two like major families, the roller derby one family and the roller derby two family. The divorced mom has a roller derby and that's where meow was born and raised. And then so she comes over to the other roller derby. They fall in love with the and then they sort of have like a Shakespeare Romeo and Juliet thing because there's two roller derbies against each other and it creates so much fucking conflict and all they want to do is just be in love.
Right.
But they can't because the roller derby families are against each other. Yes.
Just as a right another front, can I just ask you some questions?
Oh, please.
But I don't think the focal point should be all about Rook, right?
Okay.
Right? Because what are the other siblings I mentioned? The girl that's split in half with the reptilian on the other side.
Yeah.
We haven't talked about him. We haven't talked about the torso, no torso.
Right.
So incorporate them. Go ahead.
Of course. So the reptilian woman and the guy with the arms on his head.
Yeah.
They all get in a car because it's like right after prom and they all get in a car. They're having so much fun and they die in a wreck because they're both hammered. They're
and
dead.
Then there's a drugstore.
Okay.
And there's a girl named June.
Uh-oh. You know, you're making it into a joke, dude. And you know, here's the deal, dude. What you're doing right now, dude. Me and Michael are in Fantasyland and we're playing like kids. Were we not? We were both creating. Were we not?
Yep.
We were like in the sandbox, right? Mm-hmm. Let's build this. Let's build that. And this fucking guy just comes in and just fucking destroys the fucking...
That was my bad. I was just trying to lighten the mood.
Anyway, good
there's
premise
a,
of a movie.
A giant... you're going to end the movie on a DUI wreck scene?
That's just happened.
That just happened.
Yeah.
But...
And then you could have gone on with like what happened to Rook and the meow, you know?
Well, Rook is... and meow has nine lives.
Meow.
Okay.
On eighth life.
Man, I would love to write a movie with you, dude.
Me?
Yeah.
I think...
We would get fucking nowhere, dude.
No, I think we would get fucking nowhere. I think it would be good. I honestly think it would be good. If you guys wrote a movie, sat down and like actually did it, I think it would be really good.
I need you there, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're like the lifeguard. You're like, hey, fucking get it together. Pull this in. You know, slap me in the face every once in a while.
Great.
So you think I went too crazy with the history of the thing?
No.
So how are they going to spell that name in the credits?
I think a rough.
Yeah. So just put bark.
Okay.
You know, I mean, in the script, you should just put bark.
Yeah.
He doesn't have lines. He just, because he was raised by wolves, so he doesn't, right? And I like the meow, but she was raised by cats.
Yeah.
But that doesn't make any sense to me.
Well,
she was out in the forest and cats.
No, she was raised in the Serengeti.
Oh, fuck, dude. That's a mind twister.
Yeah.
You're so good, dude. Dude, you know, can I be honest with you, dude? When I first came on this podcast years ago, well, you and I didn't see, but I think I'm closer to you than him.
There's not a lot going on.
I don't know. I think that you and I have more in common.
Okay.
I think you and I are more creative in that way. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy you, dude.
I enjoy you too.
Yeah.
What do I do now? So now you come on a third time and then we bond again.
This is the last time I'm doing this podcast.
What? Bobby.
Yeah, yeah.
Come
this
on,
is the
Bobby.
Last time.
No, I'm talking about three times.
This is the last time I do it.
We have to do a trilogy.
No, I'm telling you, I'm stressed. I got a lot going on in life. I'm exhausted.
What are you talking? I love you. What are you talking about right now? I was kidding.
No, but I creatively don't feel all there. I'm not excited in life anymore.
What happened?
What is going on, really?
Listen. I'm trying to win him back.
My bad. Sorry.
And I don't feel creative anymore. I'm overworked.
Mm.
And, you know, man, I was just so excited to see you today.
Do you feel like you're overworked, though? Be honest.
1,000%.
Yeah, I feel overwhelmed at myself.
Dude, I just, like, I don't take breaks, and it's on myself, and it only gets worse if I don't take a break. Then I take a break, and I'm like, oh, wow, that's what it feels like to recharge. But when I'm, like, taking a, quote, break, I just stand there, and I'm like, what do I do?
I think you're both in this thing where you think that things are going to go away.
Yes.
Yes, 100%.
And I'm going to say this to you right now.
Yeah.
It doesn't. And you have to understand, when I was 29, 30, I booked my first TV show, Mad TV.
Yeah.
And then after that, I was on it for 8 years, and it felt like it went away after that. Like I get down. Like I did a sitcom called Animal Practice, and and some other things. I did a couple of movies, but it felt like you could tell as years went on, my agents and my managers would be like, there's nothing out there," and it felt like I was like, but it came back.
Yeah,
and now I think. Yeah, I'll take a dip. It might dip down, but I'll figure it out. But it never. But once you, what's hardest is from open mic to where you are now. That's okay, the hardest
that's
one.
The biggest.
Most people don't get that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
most people don't get that. But once you do that, it's obviously you guys are super talented, and you're always gonna work.
How do you stay positive in the dips? Just knowing that there is a brighter light at the end of the tunnel, or like that's just how it is. You're gonna be here, you're gonna be there. It's like I think about it. The perfect week for me is like I had three shows that I fucking hated. They weren't my shows. They were just random showcase shows. They kind of just sucked. But then the next week was the Vegas shows, and I had my own show. It was phenomenal. So is that on the smallest scale what the career is? You're like, I hated this. I didn't like this. This is a bunch of bullshit. But then you get those nights that are like, this is incredible. This is amazing. I'm supposed to be here.
Well, I think what you're doing is you're not truly. See, the only thing right now that really exists is Thursday. All right.
Please elaborate.
Well, today's Thursday, right?
Yes.
And so my A sponsor always says, what does that have to do with Thursday's business?
Mm.
When I project in the future, right? So I go, well, what if this, and what if this doesn't work? And he goes, it has nothing to do with Thursday's business. What are you doing? And I go, you're right. So what I try to do is right now, the only thing that exists is Thursday.
That's great.
And today I have a pitch meeting at 4, and then I have a spot at 9, and that's all I'm concerned about.
And then tomorrow's just Friday.
Tomorrow I have to go on the road, and tomorrow I have a pitch meeting in the morning, but if I start worrying about tomorrow, I'm not in today. So it's like, I think that's what, and also I want to say that during my shit times is when I met Kalila, right? And that was a huge joy, you know, and that was like, that changed my life. And there would have been great moments in when it was down. If I start thinking about my career and that's what makes me, then you're destined for a life of sadness.
Yeah, I wrap so much around that in my head, which I got to get out of.
Yeah.
I let that dictate how I feel.
It means nothing.
So it's so hard. It's so hard to, like, even on a small level, like, you post a clip and it does fine. It's so hard to not attach, like, your emotions to that. Like, clip's doing good, I'm happy. Clip's doing bad, I'm sad. It's so hard not to do that.
It's meaningless.
Yeah.
Because really, what we are just these living creatures on this planet that's spinning. And, you know, we don't know what's going to happen. This could be it. I don't want to look back and go, oh, I was worried and nervous and bummed for the most time I was on that planet. Yeah. Right?
I mean, it's hilarious that when you take a step out.
Yeah, yeah. And when I look back at, I remember I did this, Amy Poehler had this, she was producing a show, and I had nothing at that time. And I was like, I have to kill this. So I memorized this, like, these lines, you know what I mean? And then I walked in and I forgot them, right? It just all vanished. And then I just kind of looked at the paper and I was so nervous. I couldn't even get through it, right? And when I was leaving, I remember taking a bottle of water. I smashed my face with a bottle of water and it ruined my whole week. I don't give a shit that that happened.
Yeah, later on down the road.
I mean, just why would I go through all that and worry about all that? It's meaningless. Why did I waste all that energy?
Yeah, all those worries end up just kind of leaving later on.
Nothing happens.
So it doesn't matter. Yeah.
You know, right? And it's also like, I have to tell myself, I go, if it ends, if my career ends, right, so be it. I have to figure out something else that's going to make me happy.
Yeah.
Right? And whether it be dive back into AA or help other people or figure out, you know, right now I think I have some savings and this and that, but I don't even think about that because it's like, it's bullshit worrying about
the
nothing.
What ifs. Yeah.
What ifs. So it's like, you guys are in, you guys are on top now. It's only growing and that's it.
Yeah, I think my career relies on one piece of, like, if I post a video and that video flops, I go, my career is a flop. But if that video hits, I go, my career is a hit.
It's insane.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's so crazy.
And I don't know who to talk to about it. I talked to a therapist about it, and he's like, I love my therapist, but he is a specialty entertainment guy.
Yeah.
He goes, I get what you're going through. When I used to sing in the opera, I go, okay.
Yeah, no.
No, no, you need a different therapist. That's insane.
Yeah, I don't like that.
That's
I don't like that.
Insane. When I used to sing in the opera, you know, once my therapist said that, I'm out.
He's a great guy, but I don't know who to talk to disassociate any of this, like what viewers or followers mean to like just being stable and happy.
It's like I think we both know all of that, like instinctually, like all the, this moment doesn't matter, but it's so hard to like feel those proper feelings in the moment. Like when you take a step back and it's that the clip doesn't do well on Tuesday and it's Friday, you're like, okay, yes, it doesn't matter. But in the moment, it's so hard to apply like a clean, clear logic to that. And that's, I think, for me, like that's the work. It's like when it's actually happening, it's like,
when you talk it out, it makes sense.
Yeah, like let me zoom out. What's the healthy way? What's the healthy perspective to apply here?
Yeah.
That's the hard thing.
Yeah, it's really not that difficult. I'll tell you why.
Please.
A couple of weeks ago, I ran into this veteran actor. He's like a legend. Not a lot of people know who he is, but he's been in a lot of great things. And I asked him, how are you? He goes, I have cancer. And he goes, I'm so bummed. Right? And we talked about it, you know? And he's like, I don't know if the treatment's working, yada, yada, yada. You know what I mean? And I'm scared. And I'm always like, okay, my life is great.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it.
Yeah.
It literally can change in the spur of a moment. You think your career could change? Everything can change. People die. It's life, you know? Right now in this moment, you guys are young kids. I know you guys have been around for a while. But I'm 52, I've been around longer, right? So yeah. I understand, I still view you guys as up and coming guys that are about to, who knows what's gonna happen. That's the reality, right? It can change at any moment, tomorrow, whatever. But right now, it has nothing to do with Thursday, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's not that, you know, and do what you're gonna do. You're gonna do what you're gonna do, dude.
Yeah.
You're gonna feel and worry and do all that stuff, but it's like, I'm telling you, man, it's nothing.
I also feel like time flies by. You've been in entertainment for, what, 30 years?
Don't say it like that, but yeah.
15 times 2 years?
Yeah.
Does it just like all dude, that, like you pick your head up, you're like, oh, I was on Mad TV yesterday.
It's also interesting that I still feel like I'm struggling. Like, I'm still having yeah.
It never
yet.
Goes away?
No.
Oh, God, well, that's, Jesus oh, Christ.
Fuck.
But that means you're still working, you're still like, I feel like if you woke up one day and you're like, I have it all, you'd be in a psych ward somewhere.
One time I was on a sitcom with somebody, I'm gonna say their name.
Yeah.
And I remember she was the lead of the sitcom I was on. And I remember one day she was sitting there at the cast chairs and she's reading two or three other scripts that were TV shows and stuff. And I go, you're on a TV show. And she's like, yeah, but I got to compete.
Holy shit.
Right? Wow. So just in case God, this dude. Ends, right, I can do this. Maybe blur out her name because, you know what I mean? Blur out her name. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, yeah,
you'll
anyway.
Blur it in the subtitles, but no, we'll still keep the audio in.
Just blur that name out. But, and I went.
That's crazy.
I went, oh, when I see that, I'm like, oh, that's insane.
Isn't everybody in this town like that, though? Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Everybody's a little...
We have to find a place where that we're not like that
no,
because
God, no.
It's like it ends.
Who has it figured out? Who's like, oh, they have a healthy work balance and they're successful?
I can tell you who.
You think?
Please?
Who?
Rainn Wilson.
Really? I feel like I see him on more podcasts than anything.
Hmm?
I feel like I see him working and doing more podcasts than anything.
Yeah, but when I talk to him, he's very grounded.
He does seem like that.
And centered. I have many friends that are away. I have a friend that like... Now, granted, you know, money helps. Yes. Money helps, okay?
Yes.
But I've run into a lot of guys that are like, yeah, you know what? I tried it. It's meaningless. And I'm just, you know, like when I get a... like
tried
you know,
what?
What?
Tried what?
Tried what?
You said, I tried it. It's meaningless. Tried relaxing? Tried doing too much?
No, I tried to have show business fix me, you know what I mean? And all that stuff and think that it was going to fulfill.
Yeah.
You know, because there's still a hole in your soul.
Yeah.
Right?
It's crazy.
And so, you know, I know guys that are just like, I'm done. And I'm going to just do something else.
Yeah.
After even having a success, you know, and I wish I could be like that.
I'm wondering, what stand-ups do you know that are like pretty grounded and just like...
That's a hard one.
Because I feel like acting is a little different.
I think
like,
Al Madrigal is pretty grounded.
Yeah, he seems...
Al raised a family.
Yeah.
Beautiful wife. He's like... I've been a dear friend with him for many, many years.
I think family really helps.
He's loyal. He's a good dude, man. I think Bill Burr is like that. I mean, I know he's grouchy, seems like. But I think that, you know, he's got kids and a family. And he... I mean, he's the GOAT, you know, he's one of the best, yeah. but I know guys that are like, I'll give you another example. So this guy named, we were, when I came up with a guy named Dave Pierre. So Dave Pierre was, we were just getting to becoming regulars at clubs. And Dave Pierre probably booked, he was like 70 pounds, but he was like 5'8", like he was a skinny guy. Mm. And all his jokes on stage were about being skinny. So he would wear like these cut-off shirts to show his super skinny arms. You know what I mean? And every joke was about him being, he would crush. This guy was a crusher, yeah. Right? And then he would book every commercial imaginable, every national commercial. And then one day he was just like, I'm done.
Really?
And I go, why? He's like, I'm not happy. And he goes, I want to teach kids. So he became a teacher.
Oh.
Got married. Probably has kids. I haven't talked to him in like 25 years. I wonder where he is. I'm sure it's my friend Jonathan Gotsick, crusher, interesting, weird. They just get out and they're just like, because you have to suffer. And we're not there right now, but remember those days?
Yes.
Pure suffer of just years of like,
the steering wheel
I have no money. Oh, I'm doing open mics every night. Nothing's happening. I don't know how the fuck. Why would you want to live? I don't know why. You know what I mean? It's like, and I don't want to feel like that now.
Yeah. I love the art form. That's the only thing. It's just, I just depend so much on the outcome of it to.
You're at the top of your game. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, no. I.
You both shut the fuck up. You're at the top of your game. You guys are killing it. And
so things are great.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
There's just moments where it's just so. Nearsighted? What am I trying to say?
Nearsighted works, yeah.
Nearsighted, where you're only seeing, this is my career, and you're not looking at the fact of like, the success of this podcast, the success of a special, whatever I've built, it's like you're just focusing on one small thing.
Yeah.
And it's hard not to get out of that. I honestly, I wish I just had a big brother that lived with me who could just slap me on the back of the head and be like, things are good. I would pay to
call
do
me.
That. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll tell you. Call me. You know, it's like when, you know who Neil Peart is?
I know the name.
He's the drummer for Rush. He passed away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Greatest drummer of all time. I think at one point his wife and his kid died in a fire or something like that. His wife died or something. And he's a legendary drummer for the band Rush. And he just got on his motorcycle and just left town for 3 years. He just went on his motorcycle, told the rest of the bandmates, like, I don't know when I'll be back. And he went through an exploration of his soul, you know? I think I'm ready for that.
Yeah. McConaughey did that too.
So nice.
Yeah. I want to go to a place. I was telling Rainn Wilson the other day, I go, let's do a thing where we don't bring our cell phones. There's no television. There's no scrolling. There's nothing. Internet.
Just birds.
And we go to a cave or a log cabin or something, and we just spend weeks being with friends.
That'd be awesome.
Right? That sounds so nice.
We're never going to do it.
No, we won't. We won't. But we won't. But how great does that sound?
Well, the problem is you got to use Airbnb. You got to use your phone to check in. You're using your phone to get on the Wi-Fi. I mean, like, idea of that sounds amazing.
No, I have a friend that's like he's worth hundreds of millions of dollars, my friend. And we asked him, can you, help us? Because he kind of wants to do it too. And so, obviously you have to set it up. You know what I mean? But we can do it. I want to do it though.
That'd be awesome.
You know, the problem is checking your phone. Let me look at my phone now.
Every time I pee.
Every time.
Like I have 4 messages, right?
Dude, I get bored driving.
Oh, me? Oh,
I'm
all the time.
TikTok, but this again? The 101? Fuck this. See, we lost him. He's over here just DMing hot chicks.
Logic.
I would love to do that. I would love to just go phone.
I want
to
do a silent meditation, like retreat. You have to start like a week.
Talk.
That's too long. But I love to do like a 3-day silent meditation. And I know like there's gonna be so many points where I'm gonna be like a little insane. But I think once you get into it, I think it'll be so fucking nice, man. Just no phone, no talking, just you and like you battling you.
Well, do a darkness
sounds
retreat.
So nice.
Do a darkness
what is it?
Retreat.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
Oh, you don't know what that is?
No, sir.
Basically, put you. They put blindfolds on you, and they put you in a cave. It's like well done. You know what I mean?
Sounds like a Mr. Beast video.
Yeah, and they put money. They put food through the little thing.
This is
you're in complete. Yeah, you can look it on TikTok.
Yeah,
and people like for some people do it for 3 days. Some people do it for like 6 or 7 days. There's a bathroom, bed, food. You're fine, right? But you're just in the dark.
What? Just a black screen.
That's literally what it is.
Yeah. Do you have it or no?
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And basically, so people take off these blindfolds after 5 days or whatever, and they have a cosmic experience.
So he's just outside in 4 days?
Yeah.
Oh, it's very bright. Whoa. Whoa. Wow. Holy shit.
I imagine you're just more thankful for life
and
just how beautiful things around you are.
But that's also in the darkness, you see stuff within yourself.
But I imagine your creativity is much stronger.
You also work through things. In the beginning, it's probably scary.
Oh, it's so, yeah.
Right?
Have you ever done an ayahuasca retreat?
I can't do it because I'm in 12-step groups and I can't do it, but I would love to. But I'm thinking about doing that maybe.
Dude, let me know.
Looks
I know the second half of this. We went from like that movie Roller Derby to Namaste. But I think it's good that we talk about real
things. We started Namaste and now we're feeling Namaste.
We're feeling Namaste again.
And you still like me, right?
I love you guys.
Good.
Deeply.
That's great. Enough. We have 2 questions and we get out of here.
Let's add 2 questions. Go ahead.
Cool. We have AI-generated pictures of what it would look like for Bobby and Trevor as one person. You guys want to
please?
See that?
I'd love to see that.
I would love to see that. Because we started talking about, my face and...
Yeah, so we had the AI do a bunch of these. So,
hot.
That looks like your producer. What's his name again? Tiger Belly?
Gilbert?
Yeah, doesn't it?
No.
Kinda.
That guy's handsome, that guy.
That guy's really, really
Gilbert's
hot.
Gilbert's a good-looking dude.
Yeah, yeah. That.
That's us?
Yep.
This that could see, I could see
that us. Looks more like
dude, that's us.
Dude, I could see the guy. I can see the guy us, in the belly room at like 4 a.m. yelling about flight patterns of birds.
He's definitely, he's a producer. Like, he does comedy producing.
Yeah.
Exactly. What, is that it?
This is it. No, we got some more. This
whoa.
Is,
whoa.
No, that's our other song. I don't like it. I don't like it.
I can kind of see that guy works at a French bistro.
That guy's two-handed. When that guy, it's like the Henry Cavill of Asian
dude. That's
dudes.
A good-looking dude. Good
that's
looking
a
dude,
really good-looking dude.
Yeah.
It's too good-looking. I think
the second one was perfect, I thought.
The second one, yeah.
What the fuck is that?
Oh, yeah, I can
that
see it.
That looks pretty good, too.
I think we have a son like that. Yeah, yeah.
No.
We have a son like that, yeah.
That guy looks like he's going to sell you tickets to a hot dog show.
That? Too light.
Why does it look like me?
Yeah, it looks more like Michael than anybody. That's like Timothy Chalamet if he did a Brawny commercial.
Yeah. That's incredible.
That's a good looking dude right there.
Yeah, I like really that guy.
That's us two or Michael in the mix?
No, I don't think I'm in there. Just you two.
Wow.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Yeah, realistically, we'd probably have to give it up. This was just one image of both of you. We'd probably need to do 20.
A bunch.
Images.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's 20 really to find it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's that. We have questions.
Let's do it.
Let's keep it with the would you rather theme. We had a question sent in by Chase for you guys and said, would you rather have to fight an orangutan with a kitchen knife once a year or fight a chicken every time you get in your car?
Orangutan.
How would you fight it? Like, how would you need
it? Chicken. But then with the mess of the chicken in the car every time?
But I think the orangutan, you're going to die.
You could die.
Like, orangutans are
they're
so strong. Yeah.
Right? They're good with tools.
But you have a whole year to prep for it.
But once really, a year, you're thinking knife? About the orangutan fight like 2 months before it happens.
And then you're not thinking about Thursday. Guys, we're bringing it back.
Yeah, no.
Because then I would be like, I have a kitchen knife. I also have a 12-gauge.
Well, chickens just go, dude, that thing with a knife.
That would kill you.
No, we boys.
But chickens.
You have orange hair. I had orange hair. But every time you get in a car, you go, bah, 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 bah.
And chickens are like ferocious.
Are they?
Yeah.
That's a beautiful orangutan, though.
So why is it called being chicken when you're scared to do something?
Oh, you're doing wordplay right now?
Are you back to hating me?
Don't do wordplay right now.
Imagine you're running late for a spot and there's the chicken in your car.
Is it in your car or just like you have to shoosh it away to get into your car?
No, it's
or,
in your car.
Oh, in the car?
Yeah.
There's feathers. Gigi saying that shit?
Oh, or in the car.
In the car.
What,
crazy.
Did you think you were just hanging out front?
I thought you had to like shoosh it away to get in your car. That's crazy. So you have to take it out of your car every day?
Every day.
Just open the door.
All right.
But then there's chicken shit everywhere. Like it would smell like a chicken.
Anyway, next question.
Yeah, this one's actually not a question. This is just an anonymous submission. Someone wanted to confess this and didn't want to put their name on it. So this says, Secret Sock, I met a guy on an app for people looking to have sex with women in relationships. When we were getting to know each other sexually over text, he said he had just fucked a couple last night and that they were freaky. He then proceeded to tell me that they're so freaky that their adult daughter joined them in a threesome.
Yo.
Yuck.
He has no idea if she's their bio daughter or adopted. Needless to say, his dick is getting nowhere near me.
Wow.
Wow. No.
Wow.
Yeah. No.
This is a very strong Arkansas.
I mean, we need a step in there so bad.
Yeah, there was too close to the family tree there. Family tree fucking.
I mean, that is defense. Like
I got lost. I got
I don't even do like a third. Do you do a third party in situations or no?
I would definitely. Oh, have I?
No, like let's say one day I call you and I go, hey, let me join with you and your girl.
Well, you got to walk me through specifically what would you want to do. If you want to, realistically, if you want to sit in like the corner.
No.
And like, you want to be in, I'd be out. But if you want to sit in the corner.
Why can't I be in?
And I can tell you what to do.
She might like you too much.
Yeah, you might fuck her too good.
Do you love me?
I do love you. You might fuck her too good though. And then she'll leave me.
No. How about you?
Would I let you join?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say so.
While you were there with me?
Yeah.
Interesting. Fun times.
Great.
I love you, dude.
I mean, what a fun
thing
to
do. No,
you're out. I know.
Oh! Yeah, because I'm in the corner.
Yeah, but you didn't, let me walk you through it.
I'm a good guy.
You are a good guy.
I don't do nothing wrong.
Hold on. Something's happening right now. Something's happening to your voice right now.
I do nothing wrong. I'm a good guy.
What do you think women say after they have sex with you? Like, what do they say? Like, what's their performance rate?
Phew.
Oh.
They always do that.
Like after a basketball game?
They're sweating and like, oh my God.
No, what do you mean?
Like, are they like, oh my God, wow, that came out of nowhere? Because,
well, for me, it's like I don't come.
I remember.
So you're like
about
a
you.
Woman.
I just have a difficult time coming in general. So it's like I also when I feel like I'm about to come, I stop.
Why?
Do you come when you're alone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, why not?
Oh, I don't know. I don't
but
know if you had a coming problem in general.
You just stop and you're like,
I stop.
Show's over. What is it? Too sentimental?
No,
is your cum too valuable?
No, no, I mean, I don't know if I should say this, but
uh-oh.
I don't want to say it.
Okay, you don't have to.
You don't have to.
I just don't come.
Okay.
But
do you think I can make
you
come?
No.
Okay. I will say the day you do with a lady, that's going to be your Arthur sword pulling out of the stone. It's going to be like the Cinderella shoe. It's going to fit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
the Richter scale is going to be going off. The ground is going to shake.
I think you're going to come a baby. Like, I don't even think she's going to get pregnant. I think it should be a full baby.
A cum baby?
Like yeah. Cum and a baby's going to come out.
Oh, wah, wah.
Yeah.
If you've been saving up.
No, I'm saving up because, like I said, I masturbate and come. But my
how's
here's
New York
the
on your semen? Pretty strong.
Oh no, it dribbles. But okay. And that's rude. That's what a rude question.
Oh, I was just asking.
I'm an old guy, and that you know that's
I wasn't
the case.
Even involved in that.
That was rude. But my point is this, okay? Is I don't. I'll tell you. So I don't. I can get hard.
Yeah.
I stay hard.
I've seen it.
And the reason why I don't like coming is every time I come, no matter who it's with or by myself, I feel so empty inside.
Mm. That is.
And I don't
want to
feel that emptiness. I hate that feeling.
Post not regret.
Yeah. That's not never regret. It's like just a feeling of like.
Oh, yeah. Coming is the best and the worst of time ever.
Yeah. It's like a sadness.
You're like, oh, fuck yeah. So oh, fuck sadness. No.
It pours over me.
Yeah.
So if you never nut, you never have that post nut sadness.
Mean, yeah.
It's kind of smart.
This is genius.
Yeah.
It's kind of genius.
So what I did the other night, maybe a couple weeks ago, I was with a girl and I.
Yeah, come on now.
And, you know, I made her come. And then
like,
And then halfway after she came. She was like, because she came first. She's like, just give me a second, and then I'll get you to come. I go, no, we don't need to. She goes, really? I go, yeah, just hold me. So we were both naked, and I just held her. And I wanted to be there.
That's great.
And we stayed for 30 minutes. We were naked, right?
That's beautiful.
I'm liking embracing more and more. I used to be no cuddles, please don't touch me.
Yeah.
But I like it more
love.
And more.
That's not what we're at. I mean, what?
Yeah. What part of it was what?
That's not what I was saying. You're saying you like cuddling more and more.
Yeah, you're saying you were embracing.
I know, but
right?
That's because I had not come is really the reason I wanted to hold her.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But right. If I come, mm-hmm. I'm not going to want to hold her.
I understand.
I need distance.
You need to go to like a Red Roof Inn and
hide
from society.
Yeah,
off
yeah.
Yourself. Yeah, yeah.
And so I don't come so that I could just, I want to be with them. It's a weird thing.
No, I hear you.
It's actually a really sweet thing to be.
But I think one day you will come and you're gonna see that same girl and your feelings aren't gonna change at all and you're gonna go, you're the one.
That's never happened before.
Really? But
I mean, I don't get me wrong. When I release myself, there have been many thousands of times where I've held them and I'm a nice guy, right?
Yeah.
But there's just something that goes on within me. That there's like a sadness is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And so I just don't like that feeling. That's all I'm saying.
And that's totally fine.
If you were in a loving relationship, do you think that, does that feeling still protrude?
No, it does. Yeah. Even does in a loving, even in loving. So, yeah. I mean, not that I hate them. I mean, I love them still. And I still want to be there. It's just my own. I'm mindful about my own feeling in that, and it takes me like
I gotta go straight to sleep after.
Yeah, an hour. It takes me about an hour to get back to.
Oh wow.
Feeling, like I'm happy again. You know what I mean?
That's why hotel rooms suck. It's 3 p.m. You nut. You look outside and you're like, this is life.
Yeah. I know.
You go, I'm gonna
Charlotte, North Carolina. This is it.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah. It come feels straight to sleep. Great sleep.
Yeah, yeah.
Coming is sad.
Yeah.
It is.
Coming is sad.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bobby Lee, everybody.
Bobby Lee.
Coming is sad. Thank you for doing the podcast.
Dude,
you
thank
love us
you.
Both. That's all we really wanted was to just win your redemption back.
Yeah.
This was a love arc.
Your love.
You know, you and Michael, episode one had a little bit of beef, but now it's more loving than ever. I think now you and I have beef. Oh, what's up, dude? Ladies and gentlemen, Bobby Lee.
Bobby Lee. Listen guys, thank you so much.
Listen to Bad Friends. Go see him on tour.